I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone can know that. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and a skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Verse 9. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I am going to open your graves and will bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. And when I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, this is the story that many of you know about in the Bible. It's called the Valley of the Dry Bones. And of course, the Valley of Dry Bones is a prophecy that was prophesied to the nation of Israel. But today, my message is not about that. My message today is about our own Valley of the Dry Bones. Because every one of us may have our own valleys of our dry bones that we are in today. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord was upon who? Upon Ezekiel. This is how the verse starts. He said, the Spirit of the Lord was upon Ezekiel. He took him out and showed him something that is about to happen. Amen? Brothers and sisters, the Spirit of the Lord. Somebody say, the Spirit of the Lord. You see, brothers and sisters, the Spirit of the Lord is able to show you things that one cannot see with his own eyes. Are you listening to me? We need the Spirit of the Lord in our lives. What is the name of the Spirit of the Lord? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit in our life. You know why? Because when you are in the Holy Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit of the Lord will show you things, brother, that you cannot see with your own eyes. The Holy Spirit of the Lord will show you things that you cannot hear or see from other people. But the Spirit of the Lord empowers you, encourages you to see things that are even not yet happened. How many of you like such a power to receive from God? Every one of us want that. Every one of us want to know the things of the Spirit of the Lord. And that is exactly how Ezekiel was. Ezekiel was not an ordinary man. Ezekiel was a prophet. Ezekiel was a man of God. Ezekiel was not just an ordinary person, but he was in the Spirit of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord took him to some place that is very, very special. It's a place that is called the Valley of the Dry Bones. What does dry bones mean? All dead people, all skeletons on the valley. Now, brothers and sisters, the valley of dry bones, what does it mean? Bone means they are dead, isn't it? I have never seen an skeleton who can talk. They are dead. The bones are dead. But they are not only dead, they are dead of the dead. Why? Because there is no skin, no flesh, nothing on them. They are pure dead. And they are not only dead without the skin and flesh, they are dead of the dead. They are dry. That means they are for a long time dry. They are dry bones. That means, friend, there is more than that you cannot go. You see, in a human body, when we die, the only thing that can remain from us is our hair and our bones. Unless you burn them, you know, when you want, before to bury them, you burn them. But if you bury them, it's the bone that stays still in the ground. Amen? But this is a dry bone. It means they are really dead. Purely dead. There is no way for them. There is no hope for them. No skin at all. They are all dry. And this is what I want to tell you, brothers and sisters. There are times in our life that there is no more chance for us. There is no more hope for us. That we become like a dead bone. Hello? There are times that we go through that we feel like we are dead bones. Even that little flesh that we have is gone. There is no more strength. There is no more power. There is nothing in us that we can do. And people may go through that. You may be alive. You may be laughing. You may be smiling. But you may be a dry bone today. Your life may be a dry bone today. Maybe you are going through hardship. Your family is a dry bone today. That is what we are talking about today. Dry bones. He said, I saw the dry bones. They are dead. And that is the condition of many. Who were these people who were dead? Can somebody tell me? They were Israelites. They were believers. Hello? They were believers. They were non-believers. Not non-believers. They were believers. How many believers do we have here today? All of you are believers today, isn't it? But there comes a time that even believers become dry bones. The joy is no more there to worship Jesus. Do you remember the day that you give your life to Jesus Christ? Man, you were on fire. You had fire in your bones. You would go to everybody and you will tell to everybody what Jesus did. You didn't care about theology. You didn't care about doctrine. You didn't care about denomination. You didn't care about the name of a church. Brother, you were on fire for Jesus. You were blind, but now you can see. You were sick, but now you are healed. You are filled with the power of God and you want to tell that to other people. But today, you are a dry bone. Bone is dry. Flesh is no more there. Dry. Life made you dry. Problems made you dry. Attacks that are coming your way. You try to pray, but instead of praying, you see your problems. Come on. You say to God, God, I'm trying to pray today. I'm going to pray today. And you close your eyes, and as soon as you start praying, you see the bills, and you see the incassos, and you see all of them coming on your way. Come on. Come on, I feel like preaching today. But there was a time that Israel, means you also Israel. You are also Israel. You were on fire for God. You were on fire for Jesus. You were telling everybody what Jesus did to you. Hey! But now, we are dry. Human beings, we are like that. We are dry. We are, you know, almost skin to skin, skin to bone. That is our situation today. Totally. Totally. And some of us may go through that today. Some of you right now, you are in a valley of a dry bones. And look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel was a man of God. He was a strong man of God. He saw his people suffering. He saw his people in the valley of the dry bones. Look what happened. Look what happened. The Spirit of God spoke. And he said to Ezekiel, a priest, a pastor, a prophet. He said, look at them. They are dying. They are dead. They are dry. Do you think, do you believe that they can live again? Do you believe that they can live again? Is it possible? He said, God said, God asked Ezekiel. My question, God knows everything. Why does he ask Ezekiel? Hello? God knows everything. God knows he can make them alive. Why God is asking Ezekiel? You know why? Because it takes two to agree. And when two people agree in the name that is above every name, everything will be possible for those who believe. That is what the Bible says. The Bible says when two of you agree together, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. When only two of you will agree. We are more than two here today, man. Come on, I said we are more than two people here today. Hey! He said, do you think, do you believe, Ezekiel? Is there any hope left? Maybe today you ask me, preacher that is shouting there, sweating there, is there any hope left for me? I'm a dry bone from Nigeria. I'm a dry bone from Ghana. I'm a dry bone from the Philippines. I'm a Dutch dry bone. I'm suffering. I'm going through hardship and difficulties. Pastor, is there any hope for me? I will not answer you. You listen to my message, brother. Hey. Is there any hope? Is there any way? Maybe you are crying to God this morning. God, is there any way? Is there any hope for me? I am hopeless. I'm a hopeless mother. I'm a hopeless man. My family is killing me back home. Calling me, want money, money, money. I don't have money. Funeral this, funeral that. Money for this, money for that. Hey. Is there any hope? But God asked an important question to Ezekiel. He said, can they live? Can these dead bones, can they live again? And look what Ezekiel said. Ezekiel replied. He said, oh Lord, only you know. Only you know, Lord. Only you know. But let me tell you this. Ezekiel did not give a negative answer. Ezekiel didn't say, according to my theology, according to my understanding of Hebrew, whatever, I don't know whether they can live. No, that is not what God said. Ezekiel said. Ezekiel said, only you know, God. I want to tell you something. I don't know when your problem will end, but only God knows when. Because for every problem, there is an end. Every movie, whether it is a horror movie, whether it is a love story, whether it is a whatever, there is always at the end. And I want to tell you, my friend, there is also an end for your trouble. There is also an end for your problem. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know how much it's going to cost. But one thing I know, that there will come a day that you will have the word, the end, in the end of your problem. I feel like preaching today. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The Pentecostal shaking is coming now. I feel like to shake a bit now. The end will come. It doesn't matter how long it's going to take. It will end. But Ezekiel didn't say, well, I don't know. I don't know when. My theology, I don't know God. I don't think it's possible. No. He said, God, you know it. God, you know it. Look what happened. Huh? This is a beautiful message. He said, okay, you know it, but I know it too. Ezekiel, prophesy to these dead bones. Prophesy to these dead bones. What does it mean, prophesy? How can you prophesy to a dead bone? Hello? Can you listen to me? How can you prophesy to a dead bone? I will come to that revelation. I will explain to you why. You see, my brothers and sisters, prophesy to dead bones. You know what it means? Everything in this world, whether it is dead or alive, it can heal. Can somebody listen to me? Everything that is alive or dead, anything that has a spirit or no, can hear, especially when the Creator talks. That's why God said, you can command to the mountain that it will be removed. Elijah prayed and the rain stopped raining. Anything that is an existing can hear the word that is spoken out of the mouth of God. And that's what the Bible says. He says, if you don't worship God, the stones will worship God. How come? How is it possible? Even a stone knows God. A tree knows God. A chair knows God. Huh? Your coat knows God. Your pocket knows God. Your glasses know God. Your ring knows God. Your shoe knows God. Your car knows God. Everything know God. But the question is, do you know God? Do you know the power of God? Do you really know Him? Do you really know Him? He said, prophesy to these dry bones. Prophesy to these dead bones. It means that every knee shall bow, that every tongue shall come. Everything shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end, brother. Hey! Feel like preaching today. He said, prophesy to these dead bones. Can you see that? He's in the middle of a valley with full of dead bones. He said, prophesy. And today I want to tell you, in the middle of all your troubles, when everything goes wrong, when everything goes dead, when everything has no fruit, when everything is negative, when everything is dark against you, I come as the man of God and say, I prophesy unto you. Today, let it be my witness and let it be the word that God has spoken. I prophesy unto you. The end will come. Do not lose hope, brother. Do not lose hope, my sister. Even if you are in the middle of a valley that is full of dry bones. Everything can hear God. God's voice. God said, and it was. God said, let there be light, brother. He didn't go and call Thomas Edison to come and make light. He said, let there be light, Papa. It was light. Come on. He looked at the universe and he said, what? Let the earth be formed. He said, be, and it was. There is power in the word of God. And look what he said. Look what he said. He said, prophesy to them and they will what? They will live. Prophesy to them and what? They will live. In other words, the word of God and the spirit of God are one. Hello? The word of God and the spirit of God are one. When the word of God and the spirit of God are one, you're going to have a nuclear reaction, my friend. I said you will have a nuclear reaction when the word of God is one with his spirit. Brother, no one can hold you, even if you are the dead, dry bone. You are the dry of all the dries. You are dry, dry. I want to tell you, brother, it doesn't matter how dry you are, when they speak the word of the Lord, speak it, brother. The dry bone shall live again, friend. The dry, oh, shakara basanda. Hey, your dead business shall live again. Your dead and dry Christian life shall live again. I'm coming to preach today. This is only introduction. My main message is coming. Hallelujah. He said, listen, he said, speak to them, prophesy to them. And then look what he said. He said, I will put, God said, I will put my breath, in you, and you will come to life. My friend, let me tell you something. Life comes from the breath of God. You know the word Adam? Many of you don't know. Adam means human beings. But in the Middle East, especially in the region of Persia, Adam, you know what Adam means? The breath of God. Because A means Alpha and Omega. Dam means breath. You breathe and you are existing. Do you know that that breath that you are breathing, somebody borrowed that breath to you when you were born. When you came out of the belly of mama, he breathed in you and you said, when you were born out of the belly of your mama, you, the minute you came out, God said, and you said, and you keep on breathing, brother. And when the day comes that you will meet your Creator, Creator will say, and he take your breath. But as long as, brother, the breath is inside of you, the breath of God is inside of you, you shall live. I don't know if you are listening to me. And if you shall live, and if God calls you to live, if God calls you to stand up on your feet, you dry bone, who can be against you? Who can talk against you? What situation can come against you? If you know that you know that you know that you know God is with A. My God Almighty. You may be in a dry bone, yes, but you shall live again. Come on, come on, come on, come on. That club offering can shake only one mosquito. Ha! He said, I will put my breath on you and you will live. The word of God and his spirit are one. Only God's spoken word and God's spirit can make you alive. Listen now. This is beautiful. They were first dry bone. Eh? Let us read in the Bible. He said in verse 8, he said, I looked, because he prophesied, and then he saw, I looked in verse 8, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and the skin covered them. There was no breath in them. Look at this. Suddenly, when he spoke, skin began to grow. Flesh began to grow. They were dry bones, but now they became dead bodies. No more dry bones. They are still dead body. Look at this. He said, I look at tendons and flesh appeared on them, and the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Verse 9. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say this. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into this slain. What does slain mean? Dead body. They have a skin, they have flesh, but they are dead. And then he said, they will live. Verse 10. Then I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. And then breath entered them. They came to life and stood at their feet, a vast army. My friend, you are not the only dry bone. Hey, you are not. We are many. There are many dry bones even in this building today. But I am telling you, God will use the dry bones. God will breathe his breath in the dry bones. You will gain your flesh back. You will gain your skin back. Not only that, you will gain your life back. You will raise up from the ashes. Things that you lost, you will gain it back, brother. Why? Because the Lord said so. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Is somebody listening to me? Hey, this is only the beginning of the message, huh? Look what happened. They were dry bone, they get the skin. After they get the skin, they are still dead bodies. Then they get life. Why? Because the Spirit of God breathed in them. First, they were body without the Spirit. But now, God prophesied and then they received life. Let's go further. Verse 12. Let's go further to verse 12. And then he said, verse 11. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. That can be even your prayer today. I am dry bone. I have no hope. I am cut off. I'm cut off from my destiny. I'm cut off from everything, Pastor. My life is a misery. I am a miserable man. When I was born, I was cursed. I don't know, whatever. You can tell everything. My mother didn't like me. My father cursed me. My uncle jujued me. You can continue telling all these things. But one thing I know, one breath of God, one word of God can clean you from your curses. Hey. He said this. He said, oh, my people, in verse 12, oh, my people, I am going to open your graves. Hey, how can a living man live in a grave? Come on. Maybe you are a living man, but you are living in a grave. In a grave of your life, in a grave of your problems, in a grave of your difficulties, in a grave of your neck. Do you know some of you are walking graves? Don't look at me so like that, huh? Don't say, Pastor, you're offending me now. No problem. If it takes me to offend you but change your life, I'm happy to do that. I'm not going to compromise with you. This is what I want to say. Some of you are walking graves. You know why? Because your talk is negative. Your thought is negative. You talk, you say negative things. You don't want to believe positive things. You always believe you're going to die. You always believe you are bad. You always believe you are negative. You always believe you are not beautiful. You always, everything you think is negative. That means you are in a grave. You think negative, you talk negative. Hey, a walking grave. You move around. And graves have bad odor. Negative talks have bad odor. I don't want to be around people who talk negative. Because they make me negative, the odor will come to me. Hello. He said, tell them that I'm going to open your graves. The thing that hold you all your life. The thing that kept you captive all your life. The thing that hold you in bondage all your life. The thing that kept you negative and a slave all your life. I am the Lord and I will open it. Hey, it will open. Hey. I feel like preaching today. He said, I'm going to open your graves and will bring you up. You were down, 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 down. You will go up, up, up. You are not made to be down, my friend. You are made to be up. The people may bring you down by their word, by their negativity, but God's word will bring you up. God's word will never come and say, you are useless servant. God will always say, I believe in you. God always says, I trust you. God always says, I know you have abilities. But people say, I know you do. You are nothing. I know you cannot do it. I know in this society, we are foreigners. You cannot get your driving license. They will let you sack you all the time. You cannot do all these things. You cannot be a big manager. You cannot be, you are only made to be a schoolmaker. Yes, let them talk. But my God says, I'm going to take you out of grave. And I'm going to make you stand on your feet. And I'm going to make you walk. And I'm going to make you somebody. Come on, my friend. I don't know who you want to believe. I don't know who you want to trust. But I want to trust in my God. Ha! And I will bring you back to the land of Israel. I will bring you back to your promised land. Do you know that every one of you has a promised land? Yes, so every one of you has a promised land, a land of milk and honey, and he shall restore you to your land. Somebody say, he shall restore me to my land. Maybe that land is not physical land, but maybe that land can be your family. That can be your blessings. He can restore that to you. Hey, hey, I want you to listen very carefully to me, huh? Because I'm not done. He said, verse 14. Verse 13, listen now. Then you, my people. Who is his people here today? Raise your hand if you are his people. Thank you. Then you, my people, will know. Ha! You will know. Somebody say, I know. He said, you will know that I am Lord. And when I open your graves and bring you up from them, you will know that I am God. And then verse 14. Then we start preaching. Verse 14. I will put, come on somebody, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle you in your land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord. Look what he said. He said, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. Listen to me, my friend. Without God's spirit, you can walk, you can talk, you can move, but you are dead. Only God's spirit can make you alive. Without God's spirit, we are not alive as Christians. This is what I want to close with, and this is the beginning of my sermon until I didn't preach. Listen now. There are three interpretations for this passage. One is the interpretation on the nation of Israel. Many people see this as the formation of the nation of Israel in 1948. The Valley of Dry Bones, when Hitler killed all these Jews and they were like the dry bones and everybody thought that the Jews are finished. There will be no more a Jewish nation in the world. But right after Second World War, the Valley of Dry Bones, the Jewish nation came up. That is one prophecy. But that's not my message here today. But there are two more interpretations. One interpretation, I already said, that is you, my friend. Your personal life. That is your life. A troublesome life. A life that is dry. A life that is hopeless. A life that has no future. And God said, prophesy, and this life will stand up from ashes. I don't know where you are now. I don't know what you are going through now. I don't say I don't care. I care, but I don't know what you are going through now. But one thing I know, the Spirit of God is able raise you up. But there is one more interpretation, and that is the most important interpretation, and that is the church, the Christianity. Christianity today, brother, is dead, and the church is dead. We are full of doctrines, we are full of many, many ways and rules, but we don't have the Spirit. Spirit of God. If there is no spirit in the church, that church is dead. And if there is no spirit in a Christian, that Christian is dead. What do I mean by spirit? Can I talk now? What do I mean by spirit? Let me explain to you. How many of you know about music? At least everybody knows a little bit about music. You know that there are very, very famous musicians. You know, I love classical music. I love violin. And there are some violinists, they are top, like Maxim Vengerov. I really love Maxim Vengerov. If Maxim Vengerov gives a lesson to your son for 15 minutes, he charges you 40,000 euro. Why? Because he knows how to play violin, but he has also spirit. Isn't it, Papa? Now listen to me now. If you want to be a top level musician like Maxim Vengerov or Chen Chen in China, you need two things. You need a heart and you need a head. Some people have the head, but they don't have the heart. What do I mean by that? They have the head. They know how the notes work. They know how the music notes working. They know how to practice. They have discipline. They even practice. They know exactly 2 plus 2 is 4, 5 plus 5 is 10, 10 plus 10 is 20. They know it from the head. They play, but there is no life in it. And there are some people who have heart. They have talent. They have ability. They have capacity. They play with passion. But because they don't have the head, they don't have the discipline, they don't want to learn. Even though they can play, they are useless. If you want to be a good musician, you need two things, the heart and the head. You need to play with passion, that when people listen to you, they cry, or they laugh, or they joy. And you need to have the head. You know why? Because you need to know your work. You need to be disciplined. You need to know what you are doing. That makes you to be Vengerovs. And that is not true only for playing music. That can be true for sport. Many people can play sports. Many people can shoot the ball in the goal. But there are few sportsmen that will be honored in the world, because they know how to play, but they have character. So you need the head and you need the heart to be a good musician. Good musician, oh, you have a talent, you be a... No, my friend, talent is true, but Maxim Vengerov, 4 o'clock in the morning, he's a Russian man. His mom made him wake up 4 in the morning. You know Russia is cold, huh? It's not like Holland, it's nothing. Russia is cold. 4 o'clock in the morning, go in the outside in the garden, Papa. Before he goes to school, 4 hours he must play violin. Now, if you do that to your children, they will say you are molesting the child. He did it. Why? Because he needed brain for music. But he loved the music. He has a heart for music. He has a passion for music. That is why he became the best. The same thing is with Christian, friend. Some Christians, we have all the right thing, but we are dead. We have music. We have whole night prayer. We have healing prayer. We have crusade. We have crusade. Whatever you want to call it, but you are dead. You know why you are dead? Because the heart is dead. The only thing you have is brain. Oh, if we do this, it will do that. If we do this, if we do whole life, if we do this. Now, I'm not talking about this church. I'm talking about the whole world. So don't be offended, huh? And even if it is this church, I'm the pastor, I can talk. Some of us, we have only the brain, but not the spirit. The spirit gives you passion, brother. What does the spirit do? What? No, come on. I feel like preaching today. What does the spirit do? The spirit do like this to you. That is the spirit that many people will think, if the spirit comes, I'm like this. Is that the spirit? No, my friend. That can be spirit, whatever you want to call it. But you know what the spirit is? When the spirit comes in you, you are passionate. You have passion inside of you. A very big musician said, it's not that you choose for music, it's the music that chooses for you. It's not you who choose God. It's God who choose you. And when you choose God, he choose you, you have passion because you have a spirit. You have passion. We lost the passion, brother. Because we are too much in the brain. We lost the passion. The Christianity is losing its passion because Christianity is losing its spirit. Hey, do you know the day you were a Christian? Huh? I was just preaching about that. You know how you were? Let me put it in this way. We can have evangelism program in the church, even JCF church. We can have evangelistic crusades all around the world. We can have even world evangelism. But at the end of the story, evangelism starts with you. Evangelism starts with you. It is you who must share the good news with your family members, with your loved ones, not to bring them to the church or not to make the church grow. No, my friend, just to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people around you. That is passion, my friend. Where is that passion? Where is that spirit to share the good news with your neighbor, with your friend, with your colleague, with your family members? Do you know that some of your family members, they are going to die without knowing Jesus Christ? Where are you? Where are you waiting for the pastor or preacher to do a healing crusade for them to come to Christ? No, my friend. Where is your passion? The passion comes when the Holy Ghost comes. Where is that passion for Jesus? We need the church. The church needs that passion back. Not program, but passion. Hallelujah. You see, you need two things. You need the heart. You need the brain. You need the spirit. And you need the flesh. The opposite is also true. Some people, they are too much in the spirit, but they are not in the flesh. They are ghosts. You know, somebody, if you know, I don't like those people. Don't say pastor is a racist, they're discriminating. You don't like those people. I don't like those people. If you come to me, you do too much spiritual. Hey, me, I will close my ear. I will not listen to you. Some people, they come to impress me. You know, when in the night I'm there, I can fly. My spirit will come out of me. I will fly to the houses of the people. You know, pastor, in the air, in the sky, I can see things. It's wonderful. But when I see that man, how he is treating his wife, I say, my brother, if that man who is taking the sky to be a superman, he doesn't teach you how to treat your wife. Before you see all this, before you are a superman in the sky, know how you treat your wife. I'm sorry to say. Some of us, we don't know how to treat one another. Some of us, we don't know how to respect each other. Some of us, we don't know how to talk to a woman. Some of us, we don't know how to talk to a man. Huh? Hello? So don't come and be spiritual to me. Somebody came to me, oh, pastor, you are not spiritual. I said, why? Because I don't shout, because I don't like this, you don't fall, I'm not spiritual. If I'm not spiritual, you go to those spiritual ones. They can chop your money and put in the pocket. If I'm not spiritual, go ahead, the door is open. Am I not right, Papa? I feel like preaching, my friend. But one thing I know, I have a heart and I have a mind. And you need to have it too, brother. Be on fire for Jesus. Without Jesus, our Christianity is useless. Today, Christianity is no more about Jesus. Today, Christianity is about big buildings and big pastors and famous pastors, rich pastors, BMWs and Mercedes-Benzes and whatever cathedral, whatever you want to call it. Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? Do you preach Jesus? Do you share Jesus? Share Jesus, friend. Christianity without Jesus is a dead Christianity. Do you want to live? You want to survive? You don't need me. You don't need him. You don't need him. You need Jesus. He gives you the power. Do you have the heart? Where is your heart? Where did you put your heart? Which corner of life did you left your heart?
that you are heartless. Where is the heart? On which street corner you left it? Where is the heart? Where is your heart? Where is that message for Jesus? Where is that joy that you had once for Jesus? Where is it? Where? I'm not accusing you, huh? I am asking you, where is it? Where is that Jesus Christ that helped you to be on your feet today? That helped you to be, receive back your dignity? That Jesus Christ. Where is that Jesus Christ? Somebody's. Oh my God.
We hope you have enjoyed this program. We are delighted to hear from you. Please write to us and share what the Lord has done to you through this tape. You can write your testimonies to Samuel Lee World Evangelism, P.O. Box 12429, 1100 AK Amsterdam, the Netherlands, or email to info@slwe.net. You are also welcome.